In the beginning of this week's parsha, by the end of the parsha of Vidui Meiser, the last thing the person says in Vidui Meiser is Hashkifa Mimon Kachacham and Hashemayim Vorechzam Chayis Shalvi Yisad Damash and Asata Lanu, etc. And the Medrash says Kol Hashkafa L'Ra, except for this case where it's Hashkifa Mimon Kachacham and Hashemayim Uvarech. Why? Because of the Koch of Matnos Aniyim, because Matnos Aniyim has the power to Mahapech the Midas Hadin to the Midas Harachamim. Okay, so why is Kol Hashkafa L'Ra? I mean, those are some of the examples. Vayashke v'shem al-machdi Mitzrayim v'amoresh v'anan, Vayashkef al-pnei Sodom v'amorah, etc. But why is Hashkafa L'Ra, and why specifically do I understand each mitzvah has its own unique, special power? Why is Matnos Aniyim specifically in Hashkifa have the power to turn the Midas Hadin into Midas HaRachamim? So it's not so clear exactly what Hashkifa means. What it means Hashkifa and Habita and Re'ia and Estaklos, etc. There's a Medrash that says that Hashkifa is always Loshon Milamala Lamata. Right? That's why Yeshkev Hashem, he's from Vashkev Me'on Kachacham and Hashemayim. Vayeshkev Alpnei Sodom Vamara, Avram was higher in the har and he was looking down. Vayashkev Avimelech Melech Lashim Be'ad HaChalon. You look down from the Chalon into the Chatzar. Yonat Yom Lefar Gemara. So it could be Hashkafa is looking down. What is looking down? Looking down is a higher being is looking down at someone lower and weaker and less perfect. You understand why I call Hashkafa L'Ra'ah. Hashem up there in his perfection with the ideals, with what's right and wrong in Shemayim, looks down at us earthly creatures and how terrible we are and how messed up we are and how many things we do wrong. And Hashkafa is the kind of looking that's looking down at how low someone is, which Hashkafa L'Ra, that brings me to Sadin. Okay, what does this have to do with Matnos Aniyim? So if you think about, what's Aniyim? It's not just Meiser, what's Matnos Aniyim? You know, we look down on the Aniyim. Okay, we try not to, etc. You know, but here I'm well off. I'm successful. Here this guy's in Nebuch. And we all naturally look down on the Aniyim. There are people who are unfortunate, and we all naturally look down on them. You know, the poor people, why are they lazy? Why can't they get a job? Whatever. And you know what? Okay, I don't know. Maybe we don't look down on poor people all the time because maybe we live someplace where there are no poor people. But, you know, we look down on so many people who are poor in so many ways. You know, it's so easy to look down on someone, whatever they're poor in. Someone's poor in Das, why they're so stupid. They're not smart. They're not clever. They're not talented. You know, they don't look as nice. They don't. They have problems. Some people have struggle with mental illness. We look down. There's so many people, all walks of life, who are aniyim in so many ways. And our natural reaction is to look down on them. And what does Matnos Aniyim mean? Matnos Aniyim is also kind of Hashkafa. Matnos Aniyim also has Hashkafa. I'm up here. I'm better off. I'm more fortunate. I'm more accomplished. And I'm looking down. But it's a different way of looking down. Instead of looking down to criticize and see how bad the person is, you're looking down to say, I'm so much better off. That person's so much worse off. How can I help them? What can I take from my being better up here and help them who are down there and have less by giving them what I have? I recognize I'm better off than them. And therefore, that just doesn't mean looking down. It creates an achrayus. So how can I help them? If they are worse off than me, that means I have an achrayus and I have a tafkid to help them. That's what Matnos Aniyim is all about. Shemi Shmuel points this out. He says in the Chassidish way, an ani is someone who has midas hadin, has bad things about them. And I, Matnos Aniyim means I'm turning that into an opportunity for chesed and for something good. Literally, mahapech midas hadin to midas harachmim. And I think the amkus of this is, there are two ways we look around the world, two ways to look at those people who are lesser than us, quote-unquote, as it were. You can stop look down on them, like everyone's temptation and natural inclination is, or you can say, how can I help, right? How can I turn this situation into not one of criticizing and feeling better and feeling greater than someone, but an achrayus that maybe I'm put in this world better off than someone else because Hashem gave me the tafkid and the zchus of helping them. And that's what Matnos Aniyim is all about, and that makes a lot of sense. Matnos Aniyim, instead of me being done that I'm better than someone else, I'm asking how can I help them? Then it makes a lot of sense. Mahafkin, instead of Hashem looking down on us saying, you imperfect, flawed, sinful, flesh and blood mortal beings, look how bad off you are. He says, look, I'm Hashem with infinite bounty. How can I help you and give you, share my bounty with you, regardless where you're holding? Because after all, I'm Hashem and you're just people. So naturally, I should help you. I think that's you know, it's a challenge for all of us at all times. You know, we obviously want Hashem to judge us, especially in this time of the year, but all year long, with Midas HaRachman instead of Midas HaDin. When we go around the world and we see people and we look at them and we're about to think about them with Midas HaDin, to maybe think about the Koach HaMatnas HaNiyim, how, yes, I'm not gonna pretend. You know, I'm not this woke person who pretends that, oh, I don't know, if this person is just differently successful, etc. No, no, taka, that person is worse off than me in some way. But to see that as an opportunity for rachmim instead of an opportunity for din, we could all be zoche for Hashem's midas rachmim, and this Elul and this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to be inscribed for all the brachas that we want, and Yeshua's v'nechamas for Klal Yisrael.